Andy took a ragged breath. There is something I need to tell you. I've tried to handle it on my own and hoped it would go away. I didn't want to worry you. But now I see that was a mistake. Andy looked at Katie, his eyes soft with love. Even tired and worried, she looked beautiful. Her soft auburn hair fell loosely over her shoulders. The one stubborn strand that always fell forward was hanging there now, and he gently tucked it behind her ear. He took hold of her hand again, never taking his eyes from her. Katie's eyes were riveted to Andy's. He looked pale and drawn, and his hands were like ice. Andy took another deep breath and began again. Katie, I love you. I love you with all my heart, and I do anything, and I mean anything for you. You are everything to me. Andy wasn't usually this vocal about his feelings. A strong sense of foreboding began to creep over Katie. The reason for my terrible behavior, the missed phone calls, the messages I didn't return, the afternoons I wasn't at work or gone for the afternoon, I was either at a doctor's office or having tests done that the doctor ordered. Katie sat up straighter, her heart starting to pound. That said, Andy sighed, I have something very difficult to tell you. It was hard for me to hear, but it is what it is, and I'm going to need your help. Andy, please, what is it? Katie said, gripping his hands tightly.